This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It is hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It is a big week. Our tour day DFW underway Saturday, brought to you by Whataburger and by Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Our tour will start in the morning and continue all the way through 6:30. We'll make a big old loop around DFW. You can find the schedule at G-Bag Nation on X. Follow us on when you get there. It's time now for Woolchuck and Chiafalo's weekly celebration, gentlemen.
Let's do it, baby. It's time for some TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
And we start with the Friday Night Lights in Lincoln, Nebraska, where Woolchuck's Cornhuskers did not come to play when it mattered most, but you know who did?
Hell.
The Illinois Radio Network, Luke Altmaier to Pat Bryant, ending Matt's rule.
First and goal, Illinois at the 4 of Nebraska. Now we get an I formation. Altmaier under center, turns, throws to the end zone, got a man wide open, touchdown!
Yes,
touchdown,
sir.
Illinois! Pat Bryant with the catch.
Yes,
another
sir.
Touchdown for Bryant. And the Illini vault back in front.
Oh, just another one for Bryant, huh? They couldn't stop that Bryant guy.
Bryant was a magnet for the end zone on Friday
Unbelievable.
Night.
Unbelievable.
And the Fighting Illini get the victory.
Thanks for nothing, Huskers.
Love those college Friday night TDs, though, man. You don't get many of those Friday night college big important TDs like that. Come on.
You'll remember them forever, though, won't you?
Oh, you Amen. Sure will. The memories. Green Bay. Pick six. I love a good pick six for a TD. Take it away, Packers Radio Network.
Quick throw, right sideline,
yes!
Intercepted, down to the sideline, Jair Alexander, high-stepping, end zone, touchdown, Jair Alexander, and the Packers lead it 16-7.
I look forward to every week the Will Levis pick six TD. that's a fun one, but don't worry. We cleansed the palate with Will Levis throwing a touchdown, Broadus. Don't worry. Even when he's throwing touchdowns to the other team, he finds ways to throw touchdowns to his own, to a guy, Nick Vanette. Never met you.
Vanette.
Levis under center from the one. Play fake. Looking. Throwing to the back of the end zone. Touchdown! Titans! Nick Vanette! Great drive. Hell of a drive.
Hell of a drive.
Getting sacked five times a game, by the way. He's on pace for 85.
Five sacks
a look
game.
At that.
Most turnovers in the league.
That's quarterback stat right there, that old sack number.
Mr. Mayo is getting it done. I'll tell you, after Roma Dunze's dad took to social media, you know his son was getting himself a TD. Bears Radio Network, Caleb Williams, you finally going to throw one?
First and goal at the one. Caleb Williams with Herbert to his right. Double tight ends right side of the line. Cole Kometa, Mercedes Lewis. Adunze slot left. Snap. Play fake. Throwing into the end zone. Caught. Adunze. Touchdown. Touchdown Bears. Caleb Williams. His first NFL passing touchdown goes to fellow rookie Roma Dunze, who catches his first NFL touchdown.
Better late than never. Week three.
Happy for those guys. A historic touchdown. Who gets the game ball on that one? Like, who gets to take that one home? Is that a coin flip situation? If you're the quarterback, do you have to have that servant leadership that Mark Schlereth was talking about and you acquiesce to your teammate there? No, this one's yours, bro. I do wonder.
I think Roma Dunze's dad's going to take that one.
I think historically it would go to the quarterback. And in this situation, if I'm Roma Dunze, I don't have a lot of confidence there's going to be a lot more for you. So I'm going to let you have this one.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. There was a lot of people talking about Caleb Williams having the best, like walking into the best case scenario for any number one overall pick ever in Chicago. And boy, does that look like so far from the truth. That offense is tough to watch. Shane Waldron, remember at Super Bowl Radio Row, it was Rockwall's own Jackson Smith.
Yep.
And he was asked about Shane Waldron, who was the OC in Seattle and was let go. And he's like, man, it was not glowing what he said about him. And then
I don't think he said anything. I think they were like, hey, what can you say? What are we getting? Like, what are some of the positives? And he just, nothing.
Yeah, maybe just think of something about.
And that's Caleb Williams OC now.
Yeah. Yeah, you talk about first TDs and stuff. It just made me think the Broncos don't have a passing TD. this year.
Who's their quarterback?
Bo Nix. Oh. It's never happened in their history.
Well.
But through three games.
Oh, in their history?
Even Mr. Unlimited was getting out there with Nathaniel Hackett. They found
actually had a passing TD, but
you're running like that, you don't need to pass them.
I know it's crazy, but to think to go into four games and you don't have a passing TD.
That's crazy.
Looking more like Bo Vick.
Yeah, man. Well, I'll tell you what, you know who's spinning it? Our guy, Sammy D.
Oh, my goodness.
The Viking himself. Ooh. Once again. Move over, C.J. Stroud. It's Aaron Jones' turn for pay dirt.
Darnold back to pass, shakes the shoulders, dumps to Jones, walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings! That's Aaron Jones' first touchdown wearing the colors. He's showtime!
Thank you, Vikings Radio Network.
Paul Allen.
He always puts some sauce on it for those guys.
Always got some sauce.
Atta baby, Paul.
Hey, Vikings deserve all the sauce right now, man. Dude, sauce them up.
We were making fun of that
guy. Yeah, he's in the MVP conversation.
Right?
That's how good this is.
On BetQL, that guy put money down on Darnold to win MVP. And we were making fun of him the whole summer. All of a sudden, it's like, I mean, Josh Allen... probably right now if he keeps playing like this, but damn, Darnold, what the hell?
Somewhere J.J. McCarthy's working out by himself, just kind of hanging out.
Hey, like, J.J., he's on the phone with Harbaugh.
I was a quarterback here at one time.
Yeah, but if you're J.J., you're feeling good, like, hey, this is a good place to be. Like, Kevin O'Connell can...
I got a coach that can dial it up.
You're going to be in a solid situation here if you just get careless with the football, and I'm waiting for that moment from Sam Darnold because it's going to happen. But they play real defense with the Vikings.
They do, which is surprising.
Now we got, what, Vikings and Packers this weekend?
Yes we do. Yeah. Big time rivalry.
I think J.J. McCarthy old tweet is circulating where he was tweeting that Sam Darnold is good at football like 2 years ago. And now it's back.
Oh, well, good. I mean, he loves his teammate. And he does.
That's how you want to handle that.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a Tony Romo in situations like this.
No, you definitely don't. So shout out to Sam here. Now, they didn't think Jaden Daniels was going into a good situation. Boy, the LSU Tiger, the battle of two LSU Tigers. It was Burrow. It was Daniels. And, it was the latter that ended up crushing him. I told you, watch out for the pop-up here. Here's Scary Terry.
They got to snap it on a 3rd and 7, and they do. Bengals bring the house. Jaden loads one up for McLaurin in the end zone. Did he catch it? He did! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Unreal!
Washington Radio Network has never had so much fun in their lives.
Who was in there? It sounded like he was getting tickled or something.
Yeah. They used to have, like, back in the day, it was like Sonny Jurgensen, Sam Hull. I don't even know who that's like. Some old. Who is that?
Touchdown,
I'm looking it up.
London
right
Fletcher,
now.
Maybe?
London Fletcher's in there?
He was calling games as part of the team's radio.
It's amazing.
They used to have that gal up there, right? Yeah. The VP or something like that?
London Fletcher, yeah. Logan Paulson. Paulson's probably the.
The older sounding dude.
Well, Paulson's probably the sideline reporter, maybe. So yeah, maybe that was London Fletcher, dude. That's I don't know, but that was awesome. He was tickled, Lucius. That's amazing. I mean, that's probably the most fun a Washington's fan had last night.
Yeah,
that's 8 years pent up. Yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
Easily, yeah. I mean, I guess the Kirk
Since
Cousins
the
gave
days,
you some time.
I guess, you know,
we're Heineke not terrible. Gave you a little flash.
Oh my gosh, yay!
That's awesome,
dude. Bleep you, damn Snyder!
Yeah, seriously, that's the one silver lining to all of this Commander good stuff right now is just Dan Snyder probably, like, super salty about it, hate watching them and being like, oh no, they're actually legit.
Ownership matters.
Got billions.
Not a coinkydink. A
lot of billions.
Well,
we're waiting for you, Jer Bear.
A lot of billions.
I was waiting for my guy Joey B last night to get it done, and he was spinning it from time to time. Wasn't able to get it done the way we needed to, so Survivor is going to now see a historical 4 bet payoffs on Friday, but the Bengals Radio Network gives us Burrow to chase, even though it doesn't matter.
Burrow is set, extends the hands. A blitz is coming. He gets rid of the ball, throwing it deep. It is caught! Yeah. Touchdown, Jamar Chase, his second touchdown catch, his second gritty, touchdown pass number 3 for Burrow.
That was a good play. You know, I mentioned 5. We might have 6 because I owe 2. We all owe 1. Wolchuk has Cowboys Thursday night. If Giants win, that's a sextuple. G-Bag Nation history is set already on the Quinn.
Gosh dang it.
Cowboys. Wow, I didn't even consider that because Walchuk's Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock here
Cowboys over Giants.
The Cowboys.
Bleep yourself over there, Brian.
Coin flip if you ask me.
I'm just trying to help. Better than me.
I'm just trying. Just trying to help you, man.
Yeah.
Trying to help you.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe this will help because we both took 49ers. Now we're both sitting here like crap. Yeah. We got to do a payoff. I hope you're right. All right, let's go to Pittsburgh, shall we? Justin Fields. Holy hell, they're 3-0. Steelers Radio Network's getting ready to party.
So now Cordarrelle Patterson moves right to left across the formation in front of Fields. Back to pass. Throws over the middle of the field. It's Calvin Austin. He has a step. Austin heading straight up the middle of the field. Inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown. Calvin Austin. 55 yards from Fields to Austin.
Oh, that's sweeter than Aunt Nellie's blueberry pie, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell did he just say?
Sweeter than Aunt Nellie's blueberry pie.
Oh, Nellie.
He does have the best pie.
This is Steeler Radio Network?
That was the Steelers.
That was the
Not
Steelers.
Impressed.
Yeah. Justin Fields, man, turning heads.
We'll get to talk to them this year.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Walchuk's going to be
at
Heinz Field.
With you.
Yeah.
Or with them.
Walchuk's going out there, man. And that's not going to be an easy one. It is cool to see Justin Fields look like a different player. He's not just playing backyard football all the time. He's getting the ball out quickly. He's throwing on time, throwing with some anticipation. Still bottom of the league in a lot of offensive categories, but you're seeing some improvement. He's not being sacked at an inordinate rate.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't get sacked. Don't turn it over. We got this. They become the first team in 15 years to allow 10 or less in the first three games of the season. 10 points or less.
Dude, Mike Tomlin. He strikes again.
Tomlin. Yeah. How does he do it?
I don't know, man. It's very, very impressive. All right, to the Carolina Panthers Radio Network, the Red Rifle was ready to rock and roll with the chamber fully loaded. He found another old man, Adam Thielen, for the TD.
And an empty set. Trips to the right. Here's the snap. Pocket holds. Andy throwing downfield. Thielen! Did he hang on? Touchdown!
So much for going for the field goal, right?
Hey, I was wrong.
Blood in the water.
What happens if you convert a big third down?
I was wrong.
Wow. Didn't know you could convert third downs watching Bryce Young for the last 20 games.
Gosh,
excuse me.
My guy was thinking points.
Just get the points. Get the points.
Yeah. Points.
It's our first points all year.
Give me the points.
All right, I was wrong. Damn it. Oh, well. And yeah, we didn't get the big man, Tutty. We didn't do that 2-1-4. The call was just not very good. So I did want to play
Fail.
The big man TD last night, but the other Washington Commander call was just so much better. We went with that one. All right, let's go to Seattle. The Seahawks Radio Network, they're also surprisingly 3-0. New head coach, Geno Smith, DK Metcalf, still getting it done with the TD.
Geno out of the shotgun, McIntosh in the game, and now he swings out to the left side. Geno steps up in the pocket, looks, holds, throws deep, got DK open, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, runs away from Miami, touchdown, Seahawks, a 71-yarder to DK.
Quietly, Geno Smith and company. Getting it done year one, Mike McDonald. I mean, they haven't had to play anybody crazy to this point, but that's a team who's feeling like they could win their division. How crazy would that be? Seahawks win the NFC West. Very much so on the table.
Oof.
Geno Smith's playing some good football. All right, let's go to Saturday night. Oh, my goodness. Primetime Deion Sanders, Baylor in town, trying to spoil it for him after dropping with 2 seconds remaining the Hail Mary opportunity, redemption time for Shadur.
Shotgun snap, Shadur rolls the pocket out to the left, looking downfield, setting his feet, rifles this one towards the end zone, and it just shy, or did he catch it? It was LaJonte Wester! He scooped it up! He scooped it off the turf! Holy cow, what a play! I can't believe my eyes! In the rain here in Boulder in the front range, the Buffaloes, with zeros on the clock, have made it a 31-30 ball game. Shadur Sanders has done it again! Buff Nation, you've got to be going out of your mind pending the APAT!
I'm reaching for the radio, actually, dude. I'm like, wow.
My
what happened
gosh.
Here?
Wow. Yeah, it was.
A lot of word vomit going on there.
We need a new guy.
It was
shout out to Buff Nation.
There was some Patrick Mahomes in there.
Oh, I can't believe my eyes. Shout out to Buffs Nation. That was an amazing play, though. All right, let's get to the San Francisco 49ers.
Gary Barnett, who's the former coach.
Yeah.
The color guy is far worse.
Oh,
in
really?
In that booth.
So the whole broadcast just stinks?
It is a struggle.
I'd have to watch the game cast.
I've listened to a bunch of Colorado broadcasts, is a struggle with that crew.
He did kind of turn into Seth Rogen there, 254. I heard that as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Brock Purdy finding his guy, third and Juwan Jennings.
Third down. Purdy back. Purdy time. Purdy throws. Downfield wide open. Caught. Juwan Jennings has a hat trick in LA. Touchdown! San Francisco!
Yeah, well, 49ers Radio Network, yeah. You lost the damn game.
Yeah, you did.
Now Brian and I are going to have to pee each other's pants.
Yeah, that's the payoff.
I guess just oral, not each other's there.
I might wear your diaper on my head is what I might do.
How are y'all planning on doing that? In your chairs?
We'll do whatever you guys want.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. But
we're going to do the Eric Kendricks?
I thought, yeah.
You need some plastic sheeting like from a paint store.
No, just let it smell. Know,
maybe some Dexter.
That's that Puff Daddy vibe.
No, we're just peeing. We're not sheeting.
You've got plastic sheets.
So you got to do the whole show with that in your...
We'll chat about it here in just a minute. I did think it was interesting the way the accent came out on the play-by-play guy there when he was saying L.A. It sounded like he had like a country accent.
Oh, he had a little twang?
He had a little twang to it.
Is that
pretty,
one of the other Papas?
Pretty solid.
Greg Papa,
Greg Papa.
Yeah.
Papa, I think.
Bob. Hey, Bob. We get to talk to Bob Thursday night.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, man.
Call him. Hey, welcome, Bob.
They're not related. they're not related. It's funny.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. They're not related. Yeah.
Please say Bob Papa when you bring him on.
Yeah, that'd be.
He will.
Yeah. Be careful. I will.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what Patrick Mahomes will do? He'll throw a touchdown.
Chiefs have been close. Mahomes in the pocket, throws it left. Caught Juju Smith-Schuster, angling left, fire, diving, touchdown, Kansas City! Welcome back to the Chiefs' kingdom in the end zone. Juju Smith-Schuster on a 13-yard crosser.
It's a two-time free agent addition there from the Chiefs. Nobody wanted Juju this time. But
welcome back to boomerang wide receiver.
Look at him there. Somehow he's catching touchdowns for the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs radio network's always the best, though. Good old Mitchie. All right, and then we go to the Tennessee Vols. Breaking Carter Freeman's Boomer Sooners hearts. Mm. It's Nico. I love Oliva. Whatever the hell he says it. I don't know. I butchered that. He's throwing it to Dante Thornton for a good old Saturday TD.
Pick up a 14. Nico back to throw. Play fake. Guns it over in the middle again. He's got a man to the 40-yard line.
Throw.
To the 20. To the 10. You can crank up Rocky Top. Touchdown, Tennessee. Dante Thornton over the middle, and he had it put right on him by Nico.
He didn't even say his last name. He just says Nico.
They just said Nico.
That's a smart move. That's a veteran play right there.
Yeah.
Those guys are real in Tennessee, man. That was quite the TD, and that was I would imagine that was throw your controller time there, your remote control time there for Carter Freeman.
This might be a playoff team.
Very
you got to
well
worry
be.
About.
Boom shakalaka.
Yep.
There it is. All the TDs.
Thank you, guys. Just heard from Tolo Vincent, longtime listener. He's taking the GBAC Nation flag to a Steelers home game and planning to plant it there as he did in 2016 on Sunday Night Football.
Wow.
We got a plant there on an extra point, I believe, or maybe it was a field goal.
Hell yes.
Couple of texts coming in for Broadus. Broadus, do you remember an old college football announcer, Keith Jackson, with his signature saying, oh, Nelly?
Yeah, Keith Jackson.
He used to do the football follies, too.
Yeah. He was great.
Well, that's what Wolchuk does when he does the Brett Favre.
Oh, the what
it's
thing?
Keith Jackson.
The 856. I used to take care of Doug Peterson's lawn when I lived in Jersey, he says, Brian. He lived in Morristown that year.
Yeah.
They won the Super Bowl, and he came out with his Super Bowl jacket on and offered to have a beer with me and rub it in my face because he knew I was a diehard Cowboys fan. He's a great dude, though. I hate to see him get fired.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Not fired yet in Jacksonville.
No, they're like
then
he's talking.
Winning.
He's talking about they had him on today, and he's talking about the whole thing. It's no more time for rah rah. No more. No, got to go play football. No more rah rah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Go play
no more
football.
Hype. It's time.
Yeah.
They've had an up and down season last couple of years, so maybe he's got him right where he wants him. we got a run nation.
Maybe.
Chief, where are we going next?
Well, we will explain the Eric Kendricks bet payoff for Friday next year in the Nation.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Fan After Dark's coming up at 7 o'clock, and you have another debut. Jake is set to rock the house with Fred coming up at 7 o'clock. Here's the Chief.
Classic Jake and Fred party, man.
Yeah.
Get Buck Wild in there. A lot of people are texting in that rules are rules. Did somebody say BF's name?
I tried to cut him off. I don't know if that was executed or not.
Did I say his name?
Did you say his name?
I don't think I did.
Our guy's playing under the weather over here. He's fighting through adversity.
Said Keith Jackson.
It's not cool, dude.
He does it when we do the... Did I say it?
I think we got
Mama gave some of those flapjacks.
It was a slip.
Hungry for the Crimson Tide.
There you go, Brian. Yeah.
There we go.
Mama gave me 8 of them flapjacks, and Mama took away 5 of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
Nice work, Wolchuk.
No problem, buddy.
Yeah. Now we're hoping that. I mean, Wolchuk, what are you probably questionable going into the game on Thursday night? I mean,
no.
Injury report says questionable.
I'm considering myself probable.
That's a long day. That's going to be a long day for us, boys.
It's a long day.
I think Wolchuk needs
2-1 for us.
Wolchuk needs to punt on the 2-hour pre, and he just needs to get IVs. It's game day. You know what I mean? Like, skip the walkthrough and just show up when it's time for when the lights come on. You know, I think that's what he should do. But what do I know? You know what I mean? I'm not a doctor.
You know, I asked for those splits. Well, not splits, but I asked about the first 15 for McCarthy.
Yeah.
Check out, if you follow me on Twitter, though, I should probably send it to you, Dawson. You can put it on the site. But Bobby did the splits for me on the...
Bobby did the splits for you?
Bobby did the splits of the...
Very accommodating.
The passing,
side to side or front to back?
Front to back.
Yeah.
The flexibility on that guy. It's
unbelievable.
Just
with a hoodie on, even.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, yeah, so if you check out, you follow me on Twitter, I need to send that to you. Okay. But actually, they're a better team in the first 15 than they are play 16-plus. So if
that's discouraging.
Yeah. Really bad team then. This is not good.
Doesn't it feel like, though, it's not, they don't get off to great starts? Doesn't it feel like that?
I would say their net yards per play are better in the after 15, but their completion percentage is certainly better in the first 15 because they're probably throwing the ball like 1 yard at a time in those first 15 plays.
I just kind of
yards per attempt was up a little bit higher when they run. Their yards per attempt is 4.1 yards in their opening script, and then the rest of the time it's 3.4 yards per attempt. So they're getting worse running the football as the game goes on, which is usually not how it works.
Yeah,
usually you like get a little bit better.
That's strange. I thought the first 15 were not as good as we've seen.
So they are establishing the run, but then it's fading.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, and even then, it's hard to say they're establishing the run because their success rates are so bad. So it's 4.1 yards per attempt, but the success rates are awful. So it's like when they hand Zeke the ball on 3rd and 14 for a draw and he gets 8 yards. It's 8 yards, but it's a useless 8 yards. So I'm sure Bobby will have a little bit more deep dive looking at that, but I do see the chart here that you have retweeted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, but it's been.
I just was trying to figure out, because to me,
really stale.
Is it just the last 2 weeks? Is it more than that? I mean, or is it 3 weeks that?
I think this offense since the start of the season looks pretty similar to the offense you saw to start last season.
Agreed.
Which was stale as all hell, and very much we're trying to play 3 to 5 yards at a time. We have no explosives, no creativity, no nuance. From a coaching and conceptual standpoint, we're not really going to be helping our players really in any way. And yeah, you see what the results are. Not good. Then they flipped it, and then by the end of the season, defenses caught on, but it was a really fun 7 or 8 weeks where the offense looked a little bit more like a new age offense. And then again, defenses found the solutions to beat it, and then you've had no counterpunches since, and it seems like you've actually regressed. So it's a really troubling situation here as it pertains to the Cowboys offense. Now, Eric Kendricks was on with us earlier. He did admit to us that he will pee his pants while playing football games from time to time. So we're trying to figure out, we all have bet payoffs to do. I have the one for Southern Leisure Spa next week in the cold plunge, going full Jim Harbaugh with the khakis and the belt and the tucked in collared shirt or whatever. But that's next week. That's, you know, we're talking about right now. We're trying to go 1-0 this week. But unfortunately, we all went 0-1. And so we have a quad bet payoff that could turn into 5 or 6 bet payoffs by Friday. And I think me and Wolchuk are going to do the Eric Kendricks pee your pants at work.
Wow, that's vulgar and disgusting. And
it's pretty gross. Sit in his chairs, yeah. And like sit in the chairs.
Probably need some plastic wrap.
Yeah,
I'll probably bring a
Choppy
couple of towels.
Choppy probably does it all the time. Why am I making a big deal? I'll just wear a damn diaper.
I definitely would not want to be sitting in the chair that you guys peed your pants in ever again.
You got to pee your pants.
Can't be diaper pants?
No, pants.
You got to pee your pants. Unless you just want to be wearing the diaper as pants and you're not wearing, because you're wearing the diaper.
Okay, so if the Cowboys lose, I go diaper for the whole show,
and then also pee in the diaper.
The only problem is, to be fair, is we can't, like, if I'm peeing my pants, you can see that I've peed my pants. If you're in the diaper, I can't really see that you peed in the diaper. So you could ball sack.
Fair.
You know, I'm just trying to avoid.
Just say I did.
You know, appreciate you trying to get two for one.
Don't they have those diapers that turn colors when you pee?
Do they?
Yeah, there's that stripe.
Let the parents know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The blue.
Yeah, there's that blue line.
I don't know if they have that for the adults, though. Do they?
I don't know, man.
I guess the Coors Light cans.
Brought us, do they?
Yeah. The ones I have, no, they don't. No.
So perhaps we just do.
But you get brown though when you go. Yeah, you get the brown ones. You when you
only
get,
cool kids,
not the blue. You get brown in the back.
Yeah, whatever. Let's just pee our pants.
Do you guys have any thoughts here on what you guys want to do payoff wise? I mean, I definitely want to get Walchuk to do the nitro gummy. I would like to get Walchuk to do.
If you ordered another one, I'd do another one of those.
Really? Okay.
I'd absolutely.
Let me see what the turnaround time is if we can get those here by
with
Friday.
Minimum 1 minute hard chewing.
Yeah, like you got to have, it's got to be a real chew. It's got to be a real chew this time.
I broke that thing in half there, Chief. Yeah.
You know, I believe you. I believe you.
I broke that. Dawson was watching me chew.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. There just were no ground rules. Yeah. You know, and I think to be even more convincing for the audience.
We got to ground rule it.
If you want to get one that's hotter than what you tried to give me the other day, that's fine too.
I think, you know, pin the tail on the donkey would be interesting if you could staple things to me. You know?
Okay.
If that sounds
to
good.
To your bare skin?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pride in my butt.
That feels
to your butt.
Yeah, staple things to my butt. Okay. You know, there's the Mr. Misty, the spray bottle thing that we could still get to that we didn't get to last week because I didn't want to damage the equipment.
The equipment, yeah, we were worried about that, yeah.
Not worried about the equipment in here.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
I could be back off the mic.
We don't need this place.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no need. I could take my headphones off.
That's true.
I can get sprayed.
Yeah. Well, I do think that one's a fun one. We'll have to figure out exactly what we want to do across the board here, but it looks like me and Walchuk are probably just going to pee our pants on the air together.
I think I do have some puppy pads, by the way. We could put some puppy pads down.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
puppy pads. Tech said the 214 had that idea.
We're doing it for Corey Seager.
Football or ball sack here?
Ball sack.
The Miami Dolphins quarterback situation so dire, they have sent out just a message to everyone. If you own a Miami Dolphins jersey and have thrown a football with a spiral at least once in your life, please show up to practice at Baptist Health Training Complex this Wednesday at 9 a.m. for tryouts.
That's ball sacking right there.
That's from Dolphins.
That's a double
PR.
Sack.
Yeah. Ball sacking.
I'm going to say that's football.
Yeah. Walchuk's right, dude. That's real. They're pulling out all the stops here.
No, they're not.
I'm just kidding. I actually am seeing people connecting Russell Wilson,
yes,
Mr. Unlimited, in a trade. Now that Justin Fields has sort of established himself enough and Russell Wilson is as cheap as it gets financially. The Dolphins could assume his contract very, very easily. The Broncos are still paying him most of his stuff there. And the Dolphins quarterback coach is Daryl Bevel, who was the OC in Seattle during at least a handful of those Legion of Boom years.
And he's got that concussion water that he could give to Tua to help protect his brain. Remember that?
Yes, you're right.
Dude,
look at this, man.
It's a home run.
Coming together.
This is one of those things where from every angle it just makes sense. We have to make this happen. Would you
think that Russell Wilson could have success with that coach, that system?
It's weird.
With the way they run the ball? Or I guess they haven't run. I guess Dallas is ahead of them in the running game, right? Didn't we learn the other day that the Dolphins really aren't running the ball all that well?
Well, the Dolphins got to get A-chan healthy.
They're doing nothing well.
But their running game would give you hope if you had to play with Russell Wilson, right?
Yeah, it's just hard to say because everybody that is not Tua who's tried to play quarterback in this offense for Mike McDaniel has been really, really bad. So you would think Russell Wilson is veteran enough to maybe. Could he do the Andy Dalton thing? He steps in and he's just competent, and so
I
now they can get some
Trey
things
Lance
done.
Here. Trade for Trey Lance.
But that could be an interesting one there. Russell Wilson getting traded to Miami. Their quarterback situation is just, I mean, it's an injury omen. Speaking of bad injuries, I mean, Austin Eckler dealing with a concussion right now, but he also apparently suffered a laceration in his ear, according to John Keim.
How does it even happen? In your ear?
Maybe it was a typo and he meant to say on his ear. But
because of the concussion, he took a helmet into the ear.
He got literally ear holed.
Yeah, he got ear holed. Yeah.
That's the inner ear laceration feels like one of the more insane ones. Honestly, I was thinking about Kyle Van Noy, who's just dominating folks, it feels like. Didn't he break his face in week one?
Yeah, he did.
Didn't you have the NFL News of the Day orbital bone fracture? Yeah. And he's sacking my quarterback now a week later?
I did think it was weird to see him out there.
That's crazy, man. That really is.
817, how about tattooing the team's logo that you lost with for payoff? So I took the Raiders and the Ravens. I'm sitting on two. There's no way I could get a Raiders tattoo. You know, that would brand me as a felon for life.
I was about to say, you won't get a job ever again.
Yeah.
Oh, what team is that? Oh, Raiders? We're good.
Yeah. Thank you, but no thank
you. We're good here. I like the idea, though. I mean,
that's insane.
That's pretty nuts.
I might get. I would get like a Raven. Without the purple and the Maryland shield thing.
Yeah.
Y'all should do that for the rest of the season. So you walk around, look like those old NBA jackets with all the logos.
It's the opposite of like the Ohio State stickers on your helmet.
The Buckeyes.
It's for doing good things.
Yeah.
Our markings are for all of our mistakes.
At this rate, I would have half the league, for crying out loud. Somebody help me.
This is brutal.
Yeah, I am looking forward to seeing if the trend continues for Broadus here, a historical 0-3 start in the G-Bag Nation Survivor. Sorry. Maybe we get Miss Doubtfire surprise on Friday. That would be pretty fantastic. Yeah. I'd be here for it. I did see the quotes from Baker Mayfield about Tom Brady. He was on the Casa de Club podcast, and he was saying how him and Tom Brady have very different personalities. He replaced Brady in Tampa. He says the building was a little bit different with Tom in there. Obviously, playing-wise, Tom is different. He had everybody dialed in, high-strung environment, so I think everybody was pretty stressed out. They wanted me to come in, be myself, bring the joy back to football for guys who weren't having as much fun. He says you hear some of the stories about if he didn't like a certain play call, if he didn't like it, he would just throw out the week and they still call it in the game. There might have been a throwaway on purpose or throwing it at the running back or receiver's feet. There were a lot of mind games going on. So if Brady didn't like a particular play call that Bruce Arians was trying to run and he hated it all throughout the week, then on game day he would just intentionally screw up the pass, force an incompletion. Those are all the allegations there from Baker Mayfield, who I'm sure has gotten plenty of tea spilled to him in the wake of Tom Brady, which it sounds like the Buccaneer players just being extremely ungrateful. I mean, the only time that your franchise has been relevant in the last 24 years is when that dude was your quarterback. It seemed like you were having a pretty good time that parade. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Didn't seem too high strung and stressed out that day when you were tossing Lombardis over the Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, that's ridiculous. Okay, we do have a couple of baseball things here. I have some sound I want to play for you guys, but I also just want to acknowledge Bleep Hole of the Week in sports goes to the entire Pirates organization.
Uh-oh.
Did you see what they did to a guy named Rowdy?
Piper?
Rowdy
Seymour?
Rowdy Tellez.
Oh, Rowdy Tellez. Oh, yeah, Rowdy Tellez.
Oh, no, he was due a bonus. And then
designated for,
and they cut him?
He got DFA'd with 6 games left in the season because he gets a $200,000 bonus if he reaches 425 plate appearances.
Gosh, that's cheap.
He has 421 currently.
Oh, wow.
So it was inevitable he was going to get 425 plate appearances and get an extra $200,000. The Pirates are like, no, we're super cheap. And on that same note, let's go to Philadelphia where the fans are excited. They've won the NL East, ladies and gentlemen.
13 years we've waited for this. I've gotten married and divorced and had 2 kids.
Thank you, ABC6 in Philadelphia. That is a grown man right there into the local news camera giving us a little bit too much information. I don't know if it was exactly in that order, married, divorced, and then had 2 kids. But either way, a lot's happened, and he's pretty psyched.
They haven't won that division in 15 years?
13.
13 years?
13 years we've waited for this. I've gotten married and divorced and had 2 kids. And he said it with, like, some pride in his voice.
I've lived a full life.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
We got to run the Fan After Dark with a historic debut coming up next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius, and thanks to all the Tolos out there for making us part of your day. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Flagtober 2024 will be underway on Saturday, and you can check out our full schedule on the @GBagNation Twitter X account. Looking like about 10-12 hours of making a big loop around DFW and handing you the the iconic image, the 2024 Whataburger G-Bag Nation flag. You'll have one for free coming up this weekend. Okay, but it's time now to chat with the Fan After Dark, and tonight's configuration is it's a new debut with Fred and Jake.
That's it.
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing, Fred? You're no longer the
I'm not the new
FNG
guy
anymore, right?
Yeah. Or am I?
No, still. Not anymore.
Not anymore. No. Not anymore. I'll
it's
tell
a
you
big
what.
Night. It's the first non-weekend, non-holiday appearance on the Fan.
Well, congratulations.
Okay. Nice, dude.
Okay.
It's big time.
Good evening, Jake. And you join us from, you've been in DFW for a year now, right? You're originally from the Detroit area?
Yes,
and
correct.
And you know Sandler?
Correct. Yeah, yeah. So I had a little full circle moment with Jared at Globe Life the other day. So I was Jared's intern 12 years ago.
Wow.
And then Saturday we were on the air together. So he still introduces me as his intern, which is, you know.
I do the same thing with John Snyder, who's the GM with the
Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, John was my intern. And I say, yeah, this is my $3.5 million intern. And he's always like, oh, yeah, you're funny. And I'm like, oh, you were. You're my intern. He goes, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. How long until you lose? You just never lose that title.
Never lose that. Never lose that.
Look what it's done for Monica Lewinsky. You know, it's got its moments.
Yeah, it does. You got to know when to hold it and when to let it go, I guess.
Know when to fold it.
Right on. Well, what do you guys
know when to walk away.
What do you guys have planned for this evening's show?
It's Blank and You Miss It Radio. I mean, we got an hour. All right. So two segments. We'll talk some Cowboys. I'm going to pay off a tease from last night that, I teased it twice. And just never got around to it. So.
What happened? Yeah, he must have been having fun.
Been there before. Well, I mean, hey, you know, we had Nick Harris on, so I was locked in as to we got to keep this thing brief.
Concise.
Yeah.
Concise. And he had that big day, right? Because obviously Mike McCarthy, you know, scolded him in front of everybody. Yeah. And so we asked him how that felt. And he was cool about it. And so
he wasn't all dramatic about it.
He wasn't at all. He really wasn't. You almost wonder, did we make a bigger deal about it?
Yeah, he high-roaded the hell out of Mike McCarthy right there.
Oh, he absolutely did. And well, he said that he goes, look, I've spilled thousands of words on Mike. I'm not going to let, you know, what happened today, you know, end what's been a good friendship. But then he tweeted out today that, you know, it's water under the bridge, apparently.
Yeah. Mike, he's a pro.
You know, and look, let's call it what it is. Mike's. It's a rough day for him. He's having a rough week.
Yeah, he's having a rough day. But it's funny because Nick was talking about the way he formed his question. He said that he kind of took Mike's answer and made it into a question is what he did. So he's actually repeating his answer back to him in the form of a question.
Yeah.
And that's where, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, you practice that. No, I just am repeating your question back to you to try and get some, you know, get an answer.
Tricky really. Media.
Yeah.
It was weird. I hadn't felt like that since he went after Jane Slater like 5 years ago, his first season.
And Jane was right.
Yeah.
You know, everything Jane said and reported at the time was absolutely correct. So
it's one of those things just like, you know, the players that when you go through losses like this, especially with the expectations and, you know, they'd assured everybody this is fine. You know, I don't know what the media and fans are talking about. We're clearly an amazing team. You know, we're still in contention, and then to fall so completely on their face in a way that's undeniable, it has to be embarrassing. And he lashed out.
There's that, and then of course, and we're going to touch on this, you know, for a segment or two. I mean, this is a damned if you do, damned if you don't type of game on Thursday, right? I mean, it's one of those you're supposed to beat the Giants.
So yeah, you're going to get no credit.
So you won't, right? Yeah. So if you beat them on Thursday, it's really, we're going to measure style points. Okay, how'd you look? And if you barely beat them, then it's really going to be panic. And God forbid if they lose on Thursday.
It could happen, though.
Oh, I think it's totally within the realm of
possibility. Thursday night football, too, just has such a tendency to be ugly at times. Yeah, I mean, with such a quick turnaround, you know, you could play it. It's good that it's a quick turnaround because you don't have to talk about the mess from Sunday very long.
Yeah. I mean, Dak has so thoroughly owned the Giants in his 10 or 11 games or whatever that he's played against them. I mean, so many 40-point games, so many blowouts. If you can't handle them, that will inform so much about how much you have fallen in such a short period of time. And, you know, I know Broaddus is already, you know,
I picked the Giants.
He's on the record already picking the Giants.
Money line. You're taking Giants in the money line.
I picked the Giants to win 26-23, straight up.
So real quick, if you're, and of course, I guess Kalen Carson may not play Thursday. They're saying that the Booth kid is getting some reps, right?
Yeah, right.
Are you taking Trayvon Diggs and having him follow Malik Nabers?
Eric, would you like to answer that question for me?
Well, it jeopardizes everybody else's role in the back end when you do that, and so you have to be a little hesitant.
Because Carson's a rookie.
Because Carson is a rookie, and that can be a lot to ask. But if Carson's not going to play, maybe that's added more incentive to do it. I'm on.
When you travel, when neighbors runs motion, and he takes it across the formation, that changes everybody else's responsibility in the secondary when that happens. So usually movement is what, you know, you have to have a, I think you have to have a veteran secondary to do it. But it's something I don't think that Mike really wants to do.
All righty. Well, here it comes, Fan After Dark for 1 hour, and then you'll have Rangers pregame coming up at 8, first pitch, 8:37, as they're in Oakland. Nice to meet you, Jake. Salute to you, Fred. Have a good show, gentlemen. For Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup here at Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh, 5 hours flawless for Chief and Wolchuk, who's a bit under the weather. He bailed a little early. Send him some love on social. Tell him get well soon. Not sure if he's going to be there tomorrow. And for Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation. At ease.